Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Amy Ludwig is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Amy is a new friend of ours, but she's with a company that's not a new friend. We've known about the Aflac folks for a long time. We've done business with Aflac over the years, and I've got a lot of great friends at Aflac, and of course, on a regular basis, we have other members of Aflac who bring us great resources, great research, I should say, on some, especially in the area of employment. And Amy is a senior training and implementation consultant with their national sales organization there at Aflac. And she's here with some new research for us. Amy Ludwig, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations and thank you for your leadership and the great things that you guys do there at Aflac. One of the things I know you want to talk about today is kind of the mushing together, the blending, you think, it seems like the research is showing, between entrepreneurship and employment. It's kind of being mushed together here in the second decade of the 21st century, isn't it?
You are absolutely right, Jim. We're seeing more and more trends where people are saying goodbye to the typical 40-hour-a-week job and jumping into business for themselves. In Forbes recently reported in 2014 that over 500,000 businesses were started on average on a monthly basis just mm-hmm. last year. So we're definitely seeing it trend in that direction.
When you say business, though, that doesn't necessarily mean they rented a shop and hung a shingle out front, right?
You are absolutely right. That's also transforming the way people are going into business for themselves. You know, a lot of times when people think about a new business starting, they're thinking about brick and mortar and all the things that go into starting a new business. But people are also now looking at different options of partnering with companies, even companies like Aflac, where they get the strong financial backing and branding of a company, but still get to reap all the benefits of being their own business owner as well.
Right, and that exactly. And that's happening. And again, the nexus between these two in the scenarios that you're describing, the nexus is the concept of a contract. You know, when I 20 something years ago, 26 or so or more years ago, I was downsized for the second time in 18 months back in the 80s, and I wondered about whether I should get my, after the second time, should I get my resume out again. And I said to myself, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And so I started my own business. And what I had been downsized twice as an executive. And so I opened up a consulting company that basically my motto was, I'm an executive you can rent. And so instead of having companies hire me to be an executive in their company, they contracted with me to be a part-time executive for them. So I was doing that then based on what you're talking about, what people are doing now, right? Because they're saying, I don't necessarily want to be an employee of your company, but I make myself available to your company by contract. And that's the essence of their business, isn't it?
You're absolutely right, Jim. You know, right now, there's about 42 million individuals that are doing, you know, something similar to what you're doing as far as being an independent contractor or, you know, offer freelance or a freelance worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's also projected potentially that by 2020, the independent contractor will overtake the number of W-2 employees.
Wow.
And it goes directly to what you were saying. You know, a lot of the millennials right now watch their parents. you know, lose their jobs. They went to work one day and they were downsized.
Well, for a number of years, there really was such a thing as job security, but that's a walk down memory lane. For the last couple of generations, job security has been a myth, hasn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's definitely why we're seeing, you know, people in all different generations really taking this next step and looking at going into an independent contractor opportunity to really own their own destiny and success.
And we're not talking about people who go to work full-time for one company as a contractor, although that happens, and that can happen. The IRS frowns on that if to make sure that all the reporting gets done. But when you're talking about being a contractor, you're talking about one person perhaps having two or three or four companies that they work for doing different things on an hourly basis or a project basis.
Yeah, there's definitely opportunities where individuals can partner with different companies, as well as opportunities for individuals to partner with a company like Aflac, who mm-hmm. is very focused on, you know, a very specific product and service and really helping with our existing clients as well as helping us build new clients as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what are some examples of how Aflac is using this concept? You got some specifics?
We have our independent sales agent role.
Right.
That role really allows an individual to reap the rewards of being their own business owner without having to do it on their own. A lot of times people have this desire for that to start their own business. They just don't know what the right steps are. So Aflac really gives them the business plan, all the processes, the different systems, really kind of gives them the recipe for success, as well as the training and the support that person may need to learn the role of an independent sales agent and still have the independence and freedom mm-hmm. of being their own business owner.
I know several stories like what you're talking about where the person went from being basically unemployed to entering into a contract situation like you're talking about with Aflac and maybe with other companies, but because they were able to leverage the products of those companies, they actually became wealthy over a period of 20 or so years from being unemployed to wealthy, all based on that contract relationship.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times when people
Amy, I got to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about this some more on the other side of the of this break. Can you give us a website, please, you'd like for us to go to?
Sure. Aflac.com/dreamjobs.
Dream jobs?
Correct. Okay. Aflac.com/dreamjobs.
All right. So check that out, folks. Amy and I will be right back. Amy Lidwick, ladies and gentlemen, with Aflac. Stay with us.
Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.